same. With every little crease, the picture becomes weak. This carelessness just makes me sick. And makes me sorry to find out that all this time was wasted.
Our guests today are Lawrence's own Censura, and I hope I'm pronouncing that vaguely correct.
Yeah.
You got it.
And two members of the band have stopped by with a new record that they have just put out. It's called A Common Courtesy. And is this your first record?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. We had an EP before it, but this is our first full length.
Cool. How long have you guys been kicking around Lawrence for?
05, I think, is when we started rocking out.
Yeah, three years.
That's been a minute.
Yeah.
Cool. And introduce yourselves. What do you play in all that business?
I'm Joey. I spit the mad rhymes. And I sing.
I'm Joe Venduska, and I took Joe because I had the name longer than him, so he had to take the Y on the end of it.
Yeah, just a little bit older than I am.
And I'm a bit more of a man, so Joe sounds a lot more manly than like Joey.
I guess.
But I play guitar.
Cool. Yep. Well, you guys, it's basically just put this thing together, and you have a CD release show coming up
March 7th.
May as well get that out there. It's at Bottleneck.
Bottleneck with Flee the Scene, Sidewise, and Left on Northwood. All awesome bands. So we're
very excited about that.
Excited about the show, man. Ready to play.
So. Cool. So we'll talk about this record, but first let's do a little bit more. Listen.
Cool.
Hey, somewhere I am understood and inspired to follow.
So actually, putting this record together turned out to be more difficult than you guys had ever expected when one of your members got in a car accident, right?
Take it,
yes.
Joe.
Back in April of last year, our current drummer, our previous drummer, Mace, got in a really bad accident. And he broke pretty much everything south of the border, basically.
Oh, God.
And it was very, very gnarly. And very emotional.
I shouldn't be laughing. It's a horrible accident. It's not funny at all.
Yeah, that was like a really bad way to... Well, I don't know. Just I always try to make light of everything, so I wanted to say, funny way. I don't know. I got problems. But anyways.
Yeah,
it was really bad, and I was actually watching Borat when it happened, and so I went from being, happy and elated and laughing, and then I was like, oh, man, this is, horrible, because me and him were really close, and we spent pretty much every day together, working together, stuff like that, so I made it up to the hospital and found out, that he had severe damage to all of his bones, and pretty much I took off work, spent a week in the hospital with him, and didn't leave, basically, and...
Dude smokes now because of that.
I basically smoke cigarettes because of that.
Yeah.
But
it's too bad.
That's all he does because of that.
Yeah. Well, some other stuff, just drinking cold beer sometime. But anyways.
Natty Light.
Yeah.
Heal you
that's
right
it.
Up.
That's it.
That
is our
beer. He's watched some studio updates. But yeah. So I mean, it was really rough seeing my friend go through that, and it got to the point he was pretty banged up, and we kinda knew we had to look at another, option as far as, proceeding with the record because we were about ready to record. Hmm. Joey's identical twin brother, Danny, I call him, Danielle, we knew that he was a real good drummer and the project he was in wasn't really working out. And we, initially it was just going to be just kind of for the record, But once we kind of started playing with Danny, it kind of became apparent that our musical cohesiveness, I guess, was just, something that we never felt before, kind of as a group.
Right. It's kind of like when your girlfriend goes off to study abroad and you're like, well, I'll just hang out with this girl for a little while. And then she gets back and you're like, oh, we're married.
Yeah,
sorry.
And we have two kids.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Yeah, but it was like that. And it was, we kind of realized that we need to go a different direction because we wanted to be a little more driving. And Danny's definitely that. So it was rough. I mean, we had to talk to Mace about it, and it was a conversation I didn't want to have.
That was it's got to be one of those worst times of my life right there.
Yeah, I hope you at least waited until he healed up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he was fine. He was coherent and stuff. And it was,
coherent.
Well, I mean, he was so on morphine so bad. I mean, it was gnarly.
So it was
thing
like be a week after the accident you dropped the bomb.
It was quite a bit after that.
Over a month.
He's walking now. Yeah. He's good. He's doing stuff. And
good to hear. Is he going to play drums again?
I hope so.
He is.
I think he is.
He's playing still, but he still has... He just told me today he's got to have another surgery, and it's kind of... I mean, he hasn't let it drag him down at all. I mean, the kid, he's just a go-getter in every sense of the word. Mm-hmm. So cool. He's been out.
But. Cool.
Well, all right. I'm just listening a little bit more of the second track. It's called Lucid Dream. Since we didn't catch much of that one, why don't you give us a little intro to track number three? It's called Thank You for Asking.
Well, this is actually one of our slower songs, I guess. It's not really that slow. Thank You for Asking. It's people, I don't know, it's always good when somebody asks you how you're feeling and how you're doing. And sometimes, you know, you'll be in a bad deal and no one really cares and they're just, you know, that guy looks like he's having a bad day. Don't come up and talk to you about it.
It's a common courtesy, man.
Common courtesy. You know,
your fellow man, if you think they're having a bum day, if you ask them how they're feeling, don't just wait for the I'm all right, just, you know.
Yeah, thanks for asking me.
And when they say I'm okay, be like, no, you're not okay.
No, we wrote this song, you have to have a problem now. No, but yeah, it's just about, I don't know, to me it's about just, I don't know, talking to people and, I don't know, relating with them, stuff like that.
All right. So this record has a pretty polished sound. It almost sounds like a big studio production, but as you were telling me earlier, it's pretty much a bedroom production. And
it really is, every sense of the word. I mean, we did all the guitars up in my bedroom and all the drums down in our living room. And it was kind of a learning experience, but it turned out really well. It's hard to get that big sound, you know, in a small room. You know, you try to get that big, you know, huge big sound, you know, and we ended up having my drummer play a lot, and we learned how to sample our drums. It sounds stupid because you think about it, it's like, oh, well, it's fake, it's not fake, my brother played all the drums, but we ended up sampling the drums. We used samples from drum, like snare sample from a bigger room, a better room, better recording, better gear, and we ended up just placing it over his drums. And it's kind of a common practice nowadays in these major studios, even when they have the big rooms. It makes it easier to dynamically, to really hear all the drums so you can crank the levels of everything else up and the whole CD will be louder. And with our new drummer, he ended up pretty much doing all the drumming production himself, which is fantastic, having a drummer come in there and do it himself. And
plus, you don't have to do it because you're lazy.
And that fact. Thanks, Joe.
So for all the, connoisseurs of recording here in Lawrence, what would be a couple tips you might have as far as, like, a piece of software or something, a couple things that worked really well for you on this record?
Well, first and foremost is get the best takes you can. I mean, whether you know you're going to do samples or not, get the best take you possibly can. And after that, I set up a good monitoring, studio. You know, you're only going to mix as good as you can hear it yourself. Because I know a lot of people, that it sounds really good when they hear it on their speakers and they put it in their car and it sounds like crap. So then we use Logic. I love Logic. And yeah. Which is just a sequencing audio recording program, and it's like Pro Tools. Everybody's heard of Pro Tools, except you don't have to use proprietary hardware with it. So you can use cheaper, more affordable hardware, and we use Logic, and it's fantastic. Editing's really easy, and they have the new version out, so it's great.
Well, that's all the dorky stuff when it comes to music.
Apologize.
Yeah, now we'll break it down a little more. Cool. For the common man.
Yeah.
Let's talk some music that you guys are into these days. What have you been listening to lately? And maybe throughout the, process of writing your material and making this record, what's some stuff that you guys are into?
Well, Joe, go for it.
I don't know, dude. I don't really like music. I just kind of started listening here the other day. But, one thing I'll say is the gamut. Of our musical tastes.
So you're like that girl that you meet at like a sorority party who's like, I like everything.
And she's like, yeah, on their MySpace profile under music is just like, I like a little bit of everything. And then their profile song's like Dierks Bentley or something. And then, just like back out of their profile. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. That's judgmental. All right.
We don't do that.
The music that I listened to a lot while we were making the record and prior to, I listened to a lot of, I don't know, The Used, I guess we all listen to that a lot. And the Seosin record we listen to a lot, but we also...
Strata.
Listen to Strata a ton.
Fantastic record.
But their singer quit.
What's up with that?
Which is a bummer. If you're out there listening, man, you just made the worst decision of your life.
But, also on that note, I guess, Strata, a lot of those kind of not-so-heavy bands. I know a band that I really enjoy is a band called Dredge. And, man, they're great. They have the intensity of a punk rock heavy kind of band, but they really use the melodies. Bands like Dredge.
And we listen to Incubus a ton. Like, that's one that they
kind of
love.
When we first started, that was kind of our band that got us cohesive. But we really, I don't know, we moved away from,
A little bit, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, this may get me in trouble, but I'm not terribly keen on a lot of their new stuff. I love it. It's produced well, but I'm going to be stuck in the 90s with the
Science.
Science. I still love that CD, man.
Yeah, and then, nobody else likes it, but I'll crank some Eminem if the party... if the alcohol has been flowing, I will spit some
not
hot
really.
Fire.
At parties, man, this guy
it's
will go
on
off.
Camera, but that's, like, buried, deep in the archives.
Yeah.
To be seen.
Could you, share your favorite Eminem lyric with all of us?
I don't think it'd be appropriate at this time, just because every single Eminem lyric has, like, insane profanity in it.
That's totally fine, man.
I don't know, man. Off the top of my head, I would just like say I'm this, the real Slim Shady, I guess.
That's come on, man.
No, that's like my
you don't even listen
song.
To Eminem. You only know the hits.
I only know the singles, man.
You only know Britney's best hits.
All right, well, we'll listen to some more Censura then.
I like to kid around.
How you grown? Do the same every day with the hope that things will be okay. Rise up!
So how have you found that this type of stuff goes over in an indie rock town like Lawrence, Kansas?
I think it goes pretty well. I mean, people seem to enjoy it. They come out to the shows. And
I'm not trying to make any assumptions, you know, regarding who comes out to your shows or whatever, but like there's all kinds of little groups and genres around here doing their thing, you know?
I mean, there's so much going on in this town, it's kind of hard to find your audience. But, I mean, the town's, what, I don't know, 80,000 people? I mean, the audiences are out there. There's
so you get, like 65
people.
I mean, 65,000 people at your show.
We actually have, ever since we started, we've done fairly well. I mean, it's kind of weird. I don't know what happened. We have a lot of friends, you know, a lot of people, friends that tell other friends, and every show we pretty much played, at least at the Granada and the Bottleneck, it's been 100 plus, you know, 200. I don't want to go, you know,
200 million.
200 million.
No, it's the way I see it, you know, this is a very diverse music scene, and I love that about it. You know, I love to be able to go see jazz or then go, you know, if the jazz house actually has jazz
then
that
go
night,
see the cast pattern.
Yeah, go see the cast pattern, like, next door. I mean, stuff like that, man. That's so awesome. Like, I'm happy to be in a town that's that diverse. So, I mean, if we have to work a little harder to find our audience, you know, so be it. It's worth it, man.
Well, we don't cater to a certain genre. We kind of take all the influences and kind of let the audience kind of decide. And
I like everything.
There it goes again.
Dierks Bentley, I love it.
No, but we play a little, you know, some kind of punk rock, indie stuff sometimes, but then we get into some really heavy stuff, and we really respect all, like, everything.
Everything, yeah.
And you guys have posted some videos on your MySpace that is sort of, you kind of say it's like censored TV or whatever.
It was our studio updates for a while, and then it just became our kind of living diary or something.
Basically, like, what we were doing that week. We're like, let's shoot some video and then just mash it together. And
yeah, if you want to see us being stupid and silly.
Yeah, there's definitely some party stuff on there. Yeah. We do party.
We like to have fun.
You guys like to bro down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, if the mood is right, if it gets cold enough.
Especially with Joe here, right?
At least you guys know what I'm talking about, because the last band I tried that out on didn't even know what that meant. They were like, what?
I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's talk about some more music. This is the sixth track, and this one is called White Noise, right?
White Noise.
Yeah.
Well, this is, it's got kind of a personal topic. It's very internal about some family matters and certain things like that. But with a lot of my lyrics, I like writing them kind of for myself a little bit, and I like the listener to kind of grab their own meaning for it. And that may sound a little cliche, I know a lot of bands say that, but it's true. I mean, you can really get your own meaning out of it. White noise, you know, sometimes when somebody's babbling on and it just really is getting to me, I just want to feel, it feels like it's just, you know, static in my ears and I just can't stand it. It gives me a big headache and I don't know.
And then
it's about as deep as I get.
We have to tell Joey to breathe, just breathe for at least an hour, just sit there and breathe, and then he chills out.
Yeah.
Well, this is what it sounds like when people are giving you that white noise, I guess.
Just not right. You'll be seeing clear. You'll be seeing clear tonight. But you're out of time. Oh. It's okay. Say it out in time.
So that show on the 7th is with three other bands from the area, and I assume may have shared the stage before with these bands.
We've played Left on Northwood and Sidewise are both, you know, on a personal level, good friends of ours, and they're also awesome bands. They're energetic and they are good songwriters, so we wanted to have them on it because, you know, we want to have fun with our friends. Yeah. That's kind of why we're in this, and we haven't shared the stage with Flee the Scene yet, but we have, you know, great respect for them. And mm-hmm.
From Kansas City?
Yeah, from mm-hmm. KC, and we thought they'd fit the bill really well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just seemed like the right thing to do. So, I mean, we are excited about the lineup
big party.
And the show. So.
Joey, are you trying to develop your studio a little bit more and record some other local bands?
Yeah, actually, thank you. Get a little spot in there. I'm trying to get more bands in. If you're a local band and if you want to kind of sound, you know, this quality stuff, definitely go to our MySpace.com.
He won't make it sound quite as good.
No, not quite as good because ours has to sell more than yours. But,
right.
but definitely if you want to come in and do a demo or, you know, do a full length or something like that, definitely come in. I guarantee we have the cheapest rates of any studio around here. You know, I hate to take business away from other studios because it's fantastic studios, but, you know, you want to do a demo, come in, check it out. We got some good stuff, and it's definitely a relaxed atmosphere. You come in, do whatever you want, drink some beers, just relax, record some tracks.
Not too many beers.
Or you'll get bad takes, which
we'll be there all night, and you'll be paying me lots and lots of money. But,
yeah, it works out for you, though.
Maybe I will get everybody drunk.
That's why the fridge is always stocked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to this guy over here.
It doesn't stay in there very long.
Right? No. But,
guys, thanks for coming by today.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, man, thanks for having us. Yeah. We had a good time, brother.
Yeah.
And again, March 7th is the show.
March 7th at the Bottleneck.
All ages, come one, come all. You know, be a good time.
Yeah, it will be.
All right. Well, Sensor.
Yeah.
Fare thee well, and we'll go out with some more music.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for having us, man.
By way of circumstance. been disconnected.